This is Digaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Digaris. This is flyer number 744, entitled Institutions and Individuals Who Remain Monoconscious Will Become Discredited. Description. This flyer predicts in the next 5 to 10 years there will be a U-turn in gender politics in the form of a maskless / MGTOW dominance. Monoconscious feminists will be converted to biconsciousness, either by intellectual persuasion or by their biconscious masculine boyfriends threatening to dump them if they don't convert themselves into becoming biconscious feminists by learning some masculism. When the majority of upper middle class, university educated people are biconscious, the remaining monoconscious minority will be discredited, seen as being hypocritical, ignorant bigots. Now the flyer itself. Institutions and individuals who remain monoconscious will become discredited. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Digaris. Email profhugodigaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodigaris.wordpress.com. This flyer predicts that within 5 to 10 years, gender politics will undergo a U-turn in which masculine thinking becomes dominant, and that those institutions and individuals who do not learn masculine ideas, that is, who do not become biconscious, will be seen by the majority of the educated upper middle class as hypocrites, as bigots, and hence be strongly discredited. Probably, how will this scenario play out? The masculists really need to penetrate the femmafia ceiling, that is, the blockage by the femmafia, in brackets, feminist media mafia, of the publication of masculist ideas in the mainstream media. Most journalists now, in many Western countries, are female, and most of them, being upper middle class university graduates, have been strongly influenced by feminism, since such intelligent women read books, and there is now a whole library of feminist books that have been written over the past 6 decades of feminist gender political monopoly. Feminism is a deeply misandrist, gynocentric ideology that preaches to women that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors and women are the oppressed. Feminism teaches women and society nothing, in capital letters, about how women oppress men. Such thinking doesn't even occur to them. So masculine criticism of the awful decades-lasting gender crimes that women commit against men is seen by monoconscious feminists as just more male misogyny, and hence something to be opposed. So there's no meeting of minds between biconscious masculists and monoconscious feminists. So how to break this gender political logjam? How can masculists get their biconscious message out to the general public via the mainstream message if the femmafia ceiling remains solidly intact? I think the answer to this question is via the universities. The universities consist of smart young people, the male half of which is the most open to the manosphere, that is, men, mostly young men between 18 and 40, who discuss men's issues, that is, men's lib. The masculine message is well known now in the manosphere. Most young men, certainly most male university students, are now well aware of the toxicity of the divorce courts taken over by the feminists in the 70s, which now butcher the lives of one father in four, ruining their lives and causing real hatred amongst young men against marriage and paternity that creates this widespread carnage of men. Millions of young men are aware of MGTOW, men going their own way, ideas, which preach to young men not to marry, not to have kids, since a married father faces a 1 in 4 chance of being butchered in the hated, fluffy, feminist-dominated divorce court system. Many of these red-pilled young men also know about paternity fraud, which is one of the worst gender crimes that a woman can commit against a man, lying to him in utter callousness, utter misandry, that the kid growing in her is her man's, when she knows it's not. Maskers see paternity fraud as such a horrible gender crime that they're pushing for paternity frauds to women to be put in jail for 15 years for a worse gender crime than rape that typically gets a man a 10-year jail sentence. Millions of young men have been taught by MGTOWs and maskers that fluffies, in brackets, equals traditional women who expect to live off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life, close brackets, are manslaving, divorce raping vermin, to be hated and to be warred against, to be liberated from, to be effectively exterminated by being totally ignored by men, forced to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable, lonely deaths for being such horrible gender criminal women. The manosphere just keeps growing and growing as young men wake up to the greatly persuasive and powerful messages of the MGTOWs and maskless, who wake up to the awful hypocrisy and bigotry of their monoconscious feminist girlfriends or feminist classmates, and get really angry at these women's hypocrisy and lash out against it. Increasingly now, when a biconscious maskless comes across a monoconscious feminist who trashes men publicly for men's gender crimes against women, he explodes in anger against her, seeing her as an utter hypocrite and bigot, given that he sees women's gender crimes against men, in brackets, for example, man slavery, divorce, rape, forced fathering, etc., as far worse and far more serious, in brackets, given that they are horrible and last for decades, close brackets, than the relatively mild gender crimes that men commit against women, in brackets, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc., close brackets. Young men are fed up with monoconscious feminist misandry and lash out verbally, violently, ideologically, hatefully against monoconscious feminists who trash men publicly, seeing these women as hypocrites and bigots, to be so severely punished that in practice they're exterminated by being forced to rot on the shelf, by being totally ignored by men, not even pumped and dumped, which is a standard MGTOW and maskless practice. This flyer predicts that over the next few years, as the ideas of the manosphere become almost universally known amongst male university students, there will be millions of verbally bitter, ideologically violent, and hateful confrontations between monoconscious feminists and biconscious masculists. Millions of monoconscious feminist girlfriends will be dumped by biconscious masculist boyfriends, with the two sides screaming at each other, similar to what is already happening in South Korea, which has the worst relations between the sexes in the world. Already, we are seeing on the internet dozens of women making YouTube video shorts and TikToks on the theme of female masculism, that is, presenting MGTOW and masculist ideas to women, telling these women if they want to have a man in their lives, then they had better bloody well learn MGTOW and masculist ideas before their boyfriend does, or they'll face a serious risk of him dumping her, since if he is biconscious and she remains monoconscious, then her monoconsciousness will seem to him to be deeply hypocritical and bigoted, since she thinks that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors, and hence men should be hated for that. Whereas he thinks that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, and that women oppress men far worse, that fluffies and monoconscious feminists are the enemy, who should be ignored to death, literally, since biconscious masculists are at war against fluffies and monoconscious feminists, whom masculists see as their two main enemies. When millions of monoconscious feminist female university students had been dumped by their biconscious masculist boyfriends, and then see their ex-boyfriends starting up relationships with biconscious feminist girlfriends, who are a lot nicer for men to be with, since biconscious feminists have had their monoconscious bitchiness against men cancelled by their female masculist contempt for the worst ways that women oppress men. Being biconscious feminists, and hence a lot less feminazi bitchy towards men, makes these women a lot nicer to be with, more approachable for men, so are more likely to have and to keep a boyfriend. This is the end of part one.